Hello, this is Rabbi David Rosenbaum of Young Israel Shomer Emunah in Silver Spring, Maryland. Thank you for joining us for our sixth installment in Thoughts on the 3 Weeks. We've been discussing a perspective on how it could be that we, the Jewish people, have so many calamities and so many difficulties that we mourn over this 3 week period, and certainly on Tisha B'Av. Just to turn the perspective a little bit, it's a tremendous miracle that we're still around. And through all of the exile, and however much we wish we had a Beis HaMikdash, however much we pray that we have that temple, and heaven forbid, again, I don't know what will be going on when this is heard, as this is being recorded, the Jewish people in Israel are still encountering the rockets coming from Hamas. It's a scary time. And one of many, many scary times for our people. But having said that, we're still around. There's a fascinating quote from Rabbi Yaakov Emden. And the quote is that the fact that the Jewish people still exist through the exile is actually a greater miracle than any miracle from the story in the Exodus from Egypt. That's a fascinating thing to think about. So as we reflect on all of the trials and tribulations and difficulties, it's worthwhile every now and then to pause and say, but you know what, afal pikein, even so, the fact that we're around as a people is such a great reminder of God's dominion over this world and God's tremendous love and affection for us. Along the lines of this love and affection is a fascinating mashal from the Kutzker Rebbe. Traditionally, the month of Av, which is the month in which Tisha B'Av falls out, is looked upon as a very sad month on the Jewish calendar. And we frequently refer to the month as Menachem Av. Menachem is a language of consolation. So the standard approach is that we hope that God blesses us with consolation because this is a very difficult month in many other ways. And so we hope that God gives us consolation. There's a fascinating mashal, a parable from the Kutzker Rebbe. He says, imagine the following. Forgive the speaking of hitting a child. We wouldn't really do that today, but I guess when the mashal was said, it was more common to hit children. Imagine you're walking down the street and you see a man that you don't know hitting a child that you don't know. It's a very upsetting thing. You should go and intervene and stop the person. But then as you get closer and you listen, it becomes very apparent that the man is the child's father. Again, at times where it was more accepted to hit. So actually, the fact that the father is hitting his child is actually somewhat of a positive sign, if it's done appropriately in a time where it's acceptable. somewhat of a positive sign, because what it's saying is this father is intervening with his child. This father wants to make sure that his child is doing the appropriate things. And the fact that the child, even if he's being punished, the fact that the child is being punished is an indicator that he has a parent who cares and is watching. So the Kutzker Rebbe says, even though the month of Av is a time of such difficulty for us as a people, so many hits, so much pain, despite that, the Kutzker Rebbe says that the fact that there's such a month on our calendar is a great consolation in its own right, because it's the greatest proof that God is watching and God expects great things from us. And when we don't live up to that, God punishes us. But remember the point from Rabbi Yaakov Emden, that even if he punishes us as a nation, the fact that we're still around is in and of itself a tremendous chizuk, a tremendous source of inspiration for God's abilities in this world and his love of his people. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a wonderful day.